Okay, here we go. Welcome to Tiny Tidal Waves. My name is Kane. It's Tuesday night. And this week, I don't know what's been happening on my algorithm on social media, but for some weird reason, I have been getting Oasis news. Can't say I'm a huge Oasis fan, but it's been popping up. What I'm trying to do is find a playlist at the same time. Here we go, playlists. Oh yeah, cool, hasn't saved it. I've been getting Oasis popping up in my playlist, in my social media feed, saying, you know, oh, there's a reunion on. The Gallagher brothers are finally getting back together for Reading or something, Reading Festival. Maybe it's next year, I don't know. So whoever's doing PR for Oasis is putting it out into the world that they're getting back together. And it's been a big kind of deal for, I don't know, many years, the huge feud. But anyway, it got me thinking, why don't we do Britpop this week? And so we're going to do Britpop. I can't say it's my absolute favorite genre, but there are some bangers. And even Oasis has a couple of bangers. So we're going to talk about Oasis. We're going to talk about Oasis and Blur. We've got some Suede, some Pulp, some Supergrass, some Elastica, some Menswear, and we're going to talk about Britpop. So first up, Supersonic.
Yeah.
That's Girls and Boys from Blur from their 1994 album Park Life, I believe. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a bit of a tune. I was just thinking about Britpop and how it's, you know, generally kind of early to mid 90s, I guess, like 93 to 97, 98. And that was when I was very impressionable. But it wasn't cool, you know, even as a 10-year-old, you kind of knew it wasn't cool, but the radio played it all the time. So I do have a soft spot for it, even though I didn't really own any of the records that we're going to play tonight. But that was Girls and Boys from Blur, 1994. Let's see if we can learn a little bit about it. I'm going to try and learn a bit on some of these shows. Single of the Year from NME and Melody Maker, nominated for Best Song at the MTV Music Awards. Great, Damon Albarn. And before that, we heard Supersonic from Oasis. I think it was their first song off their first record. Yeah, their debut single, 11th of April 1994, and appeared on their debut studio album, Definitely Maybe, which we know was an absolute gigantic hit, and kind of propelled them into being one of the biggest bands in the world almost immediately, British Invasion. Anyway, let's get rid of that. We're going to talk about Britpop tonight. This is Tiny Tidal Waves, and we explore music subgenres. Sometimes we listen to albums, sometimes we listen to artists, sometimes we listen to subgenres, and tonight it's Britpop. We're going to talk more about Britpop and what it is, but I think I've done enough talking for right now. Here's two more Blur songs, because Blur is easily my favorite Britpop band. And so here's Charmless Man.
To drink away their gloom, he sat me down, and so began the story of a charmless man. Educated the expensive way, he knows his claret from his Beaujolais. I think he'd like to have been running cray, but then nature didn't make him that way.
Try!
Beetlebum from Blur, and that is off their 1997 record, Blur, self-titled. It says on Wikipedia here, the lead single from the band's eponymous fifth album. Okay, whatever. Someone's kissing Blur's ass. But anyway, that's probably the best song that Blur do, I think. Beetlebum, easily my favourite one. And before that, we heard Charmless Man, which was off their 1995 record, The Great Escape. So let's learn a little bit about Britpop. I think, why not? Let's learn a little bit about it. Britpop was a mid-1990s British-based music culture movement that emphasized Britishness. Okay, nice. Musically, Britpop produced bright, catchy, alternative rock in reaction to the darker lyrical themes and soundscapes of the US-led grunge music and the UK's own shoegaze music scene. The movement brought British alternative rock into the mainstream and formed the larger British popular cultural movement, Cool Britannia, which evoked the swinging 60s and the British guitar pop of that decade. Cool. Britpop was a phenomenon that highlighted bands emerging from the independent music scene of the early 1990s. Although often seen as a cultural movement rather than a distinct musical genre, it is associated with bands... It's associated bands typically drew inspiration from the British pop music of the 1960s, the glam rock and punk rock of the 70s, and the indie pop of the 80s. The most successful bands linked with Britpop were Oasis, Blur, Suede, and Pulp, known as the Big Four. Time span of Britpop generally considered to be 1993 to 1997, and its peak years 95 to 96. Okay, cool. So there was a battle in the charts and in the media between Blur and Oasis, dubbed the Battle of Britpop, and that's kind of what helped propel the movement into the forefront of the press. You know, it says music here was the main focus, but fashion, art, and politics also got involved, with Tony Blair and New Labour aligning themselves with the movement. That's kind of weird. During the late 90s, Britpop acts began to falter commercially or break up. Everyone got sick of it, I guess, or they moved towards new genres or styles. And commercially, Britpop lost out to teen pop, while artistically it segued into a post-Britpop indie movement associated with bands such as Travis and Coldplay. Somehow, it got even more miserable with Travis and Coldplay. I do like it, but it is quite miserable and it is quite British. I'm gonna get my thoughts together about Britpop as a whole. But the four songs that I've played so far, I really like, and I had to play Suede. You can't do a Britpop episode without playing Suede. However, I don't really like them. This is probably their best song, in my opinion. It's Beautiful Ones.
Take me that bit to the head. I'll drag out.
Okay, I was going to continue playing music with two tracks. I won't tell you. But I was just having a look at Reddit, and I've seen there's an official announcement from Sky News. Breaking news. Oasis reunion is for real. They've just announced 14 UK and Ireland shows after the Gallagher brothers meet for a secret photo shoot. So they've gotten photos together. They like each other again, or at least they don't hate each other anymore. And they're doing 14 shows across the UK and Ireland. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, apparently. No Glastonbury. Worldwide shows expected. No other confirmed band members as yet. And a new cover released for Definitely Maybe. Okay, so this was timely. 19 minutes ago. I feel pretty cool. Okay, cool. So Britpop is back, and that's why we're doing it tonight. Let's just continue with the music, as you were. Here, Beautiful Ones from Suede. I don't know. Okay, so they helped found Britpop along with Blur, apparently. And we'll talk about that in a second. But I don't know. His voice, if something about it just grates me the wrong way. This man's voice, however, is fantastic.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flagship of the shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some. Thank you. table inside out. 'Cause everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a laugh. Yeah, and the chip stains in grease will come out in the bath.
We will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control and with nowhere left to go. You are amazed that they exist and they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. A rented flat above a shop, could you ever get a job? I spoke so fast and play so fool, pretending I never went to school. I still you never get it right, 'cause when you're
by the fountain down the road. I never knew that you
That's Disco 2000 from Pulp, and that is from their fifth album, Different Class, from 1995. And before that, you heard Common People, which was off the same record, Different Class. Brilliant record, brilliant band, great songs. You know, they're a great band, but they didn't have that many hits. You know, Common People and Disco 2000 are probably, you know, I don't know, two of the three or four hits that they had. And they've done a bunch of records, but Jarvis is undeniable. Right, let's move on. We're going to talk a little bit more about Britpop. Now, I've been doing some reading, and it's interesting. I kind of remember this at the time as well, how the genre was viewed more as a marketing tool and cultural movement than a distinct musical genre. It says sometimes, so it's, you know, it is clearly a musical kind of movement. And, you know, had huge influence, which is why we can talk about it on this show. It's kind of interesting that a bunch of bands, you know, and I guess the PR behind the bands kind of used this movement as a, like an antithesis to grunge, you know, the American kind of movement, and trying to reclaim kind of Britishness because Americanism was creeping all over the world. And, you know, came out unabashed and very British, doing their own thing, and then creating beef with each other to make sure that they were staying in the media. It's pretty smart, really. Now, as far as when it started, someone called John Harris suggested Britpop began when Blur's fourth single, Pop Scene, and Suede's The Drowners were released around the same time in the spring of 1992. He said, if it started anywhere, it was the deluge of acclaim that greeted Suede's first records, all of them audacious, successful, and very, very British. They were the first of the new crop of guitar-orientated bands to be embraced by the UK music media as Britain's answer to Seattle's grunge sound. So there we go. Quite an interesting kind of genre/movement. The battle of Britpop, the huge chart battle and personal battle between Blur and Oasis. I think there was genuine disdain there between them, and, you know, the Oasis guys are twats, and so is Damon Albarn, to be fair, but, you know, and so they're all antagonistic and cocky and all that, but you gotta think that it was more for the, you know, selling newspapers and records than it was about actually having proper beef with each other. So there is a few more songs to go. I might be running out of time, so I might have to cut one of them, but we're going to do two from Supergrass because they're one of the best, and this song is called All Right.
Right.
That's some long fade on a jam for the end of Sun Hits the Sky from Supergrass. Pretty cool tune that, and, you know, kind of an example of the genre. Hey, careful now. An example of the genre that where there's, you know, a bit more upbeat Britpop tends to be. Kind of mellow and plodding, you know, mid-tempo. Anyway, this is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane. This is Raglan Community Radio on a Tuesday night. And this week we are listening to and talking about Brit Pop. And yeah, it's been a good one, really. I've got a few songs left. I'm going to play some Elastica next. And I was going to play a song called Daydreamer from Menswear, but let's not. It's not, whatever, right? But we're kind of running out of time. And I want to fit in my last song, which is quite long. So do I have anything else to say about Elastica? Let's go. Do I have anything else to say about Britpop? I guess the song All Right that you heard, that was off the debut album from Supergrass in 95. It was called I Should Coco. And Sun Hits the Sky was off their second album, In It for the Money, in 1997. I remember when that came out. And this next song is called Connection. It's by Elastica, released in October in 1994. On their self-titled debut album, was released as a single in 94 and came out on their self-titled album in 1995. So let's give it a shot, and I'll come back and say goodbye, and then we'll play one more tune to see out the evening.
Breathe deep. daydreamer. Slowly shifting, gently drifting. In your arms, I'm quietly breathing. Silent dreaming, thinking, yearning, hoping for a better journey. Understanding what I'm planning. You're so blind, you flounder, drowning. Breathe deeper, daydreamer. Floating over, sinking into seas of colour. Feeling lighter, darker, brighter, consciousness begins to falter. Holding you, I start to wonder. Pull you out or drag you under. Breathe deeper, daydreamer.
Okay, so we did put in Daydreamer from Menswear. It's a banger. I thought it was pretty cool. Before that, you heard Elastica with the song Connection. This has been Tiny Tidal Waves for the 27th of, what is this, August 2024. Man, the days just blur into one another. Get it? Yeah, Britpop blur. Yeah. Thanks a lot for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful evening. That's all from me. Up next is Rasa After Dark replay. I think maybe the last replay. She could be back next week. I don't know. I literally don't. But I think she will be, and I'll be happy to see her and hear her again. And yeah, enjoy your evening. Here is Champagne Supernova from Oasis.
They're back. They're back.
Special people change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. Up the dawn and ask why. A dream, a dream.